This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous one, and welcome to Q&A Thursday with me, Susie. And this week's question is from Alison from Newcastle. And her question was, can I become gluten intolerant in perimenopause? And this is actually a really interesting question because I see, obviously, a lot of women in their 40s that have food intolerances or that have, that have gut issues that don't know they have food intolerances. And I was actually having a really interesting conversation with one of my clients today who's lactose intolerant. And I find this a lot again with women that are lactose intolerant. They'll say to me, oh, well, I can have one, say, flat white for the day, but then that's it. If I have any more milk than that, then I'm on the toilet. Now, here's the thing with this particular client I was speaking to this morning, she was saying she didn't realize the impacts that lactose was having on her until she removed it as part of her GLOW protocol. Her personalized nutrition plan came back with no cow dairy. And so, yeah, it was real. And she's just noticed a huge improvement in many aspects of health, as well as getting really significant weight loss, which is amazing because that was her goal. And I see a lot of women with bloating, with gut issues, and often when I talk to them about what they're eating and that sort of thing, and when they're actually experiencing their symptoms, such as bloating, often it's after meals, not necessarily waking up with this bloating, but having it after meals, and particularly meals such as pasta, pizza, lots of bread, that kind of thing. Obviously, you start thinking, well, maybe there could be an intolerance to wheat or an intolerance to gluten, or something like that. And often I may ask women to like do a little elimination test. So maybe eliminate gluten or wheat or whatever else is potentially causing them problems that they may have already self-identified for around 2 weeks and sometimes a little longer, and then re-challenge. So have a meal that's got gluten in it or whatever the food is. And often that's when they'll really notice the symptoms, really interestingly, when they've had a period of time without it. Now, I'm never going to recommend that you just stop gluten forever, you know, because it is really important if there is the potential for celiac disease, that which is the gluten sensitivity disease, then it's really important to get tested for that. The only treatment for it is complete gluten removal. However, what research has found is if people actually have the diagnosis, then they are way more likely to stick to that gluten-free lifestyle, because it's not just the diet, it's also things that you're putting on your body. And people with the that just think they might have it or they haven't done the testing, often when I say to them, so you have you cut out all gluten? They'll say, pretty much. So, you know, they'll still, if they go to a restaurant and they see a dessert or whatever they like and it's got gluten in it, they'll go, oh, it's only a little bit, I'll just have it. Whereas if you know you have celiac disease, you're going to be absolutely brutal when it comes to eliminating gluten, because it has such serious effects long term on the body. It's not just the symptoms that you're going to have at the time you eat the gluten. But I feel like I'm digressing a little bit from the question. I think what happens, Alison, is that when women are in their 40s and 50s, there can be a couple of things that go on. One of the big things is stress. And one of the other things is sleep disruption, which happens with the loss of progesterone and also with the loss of estrogen. And both of these things are going to impact your gut health and perhaps cause a little bit of what we call this low-level inflammation in the gut. So it's not necessarily even going to have symptoms, or maybe there might be occasional bloating or some constipation or maybe even some diarrhea or something like that. And what can happen when you have this low level of inflammation in the gut is it can leak to what we used to call leaky gut, but it's now called increased intestinal permeability, which is not a medical condition. It's just simply something that happens, will happen to absolutely all of us. If you do some really intense exercise over a period of time, you will have leaky gut. They've done tests in marathon runners, and 100% of marathon runners that don't have leaky gut before a marathon, when they pop them on a treadmill and they do a marathon equivalent and then they retest them, 100% have leaky gut. And when you have leaky gut, which is more likely if you're under stress, then you will potentially be more likely to develop food intolerances. And for many people, wheat is, it's just so common. It's just in so many foods. So wheat can be one of those ones. Gluten can be really random actually as well, what kind of intolerances it could be. And sometimes when we do food eliminations with people, or when we pop people, particularly with the GLOW protocol, on their personalized nutrition plan, so they have the exact foods that are ideal for them, then when we that person just cuts out all other foods and just sticks with their plan, they notice huge improvements in gut health. And usually when we start reintroducing foods, that's when they'll really go, oh my gosh, this really isn't working for me. I'm getting all of these symptoms that, you know, never really noticed that it was from that particular food before. So I think, Alison, and anyone that's listening, it's not so much that you're more prone to develop these sort of food sensitivities or gluten sensitivity in your 40s and beyond. It's more that there are other things going on in your life that's impacting your gut health that is making those intolerances more obvious to you. And what I mentioned before with sleep, is, you know, we have our stress response, and then the opposite of that is our relaxation response. So you've heard of fight and flight, but you may not have heard of rest and digest, which is that opposing nervous system. So during the day, we're more in our stress response. And I mean that in a positive way, in that we're in a sense where we can get stuff done. We can meet deadlines. We can, you know, respond if things are happening in our environment. And then when we're at night, things slow down. We switch over into that other nervous system. We go to sleep and we digest. And that's why for most people, when they get up in the morning, they will get up and have a bowel movement, because there's been all that digestion that's gone on overnight. And so if you're having the disruption of sleep that happens with our hormones going off the rails in perimenopause and menopause, then that will impact your digestion. And that can lead to things like constipation, bloating, all of those sorts of things as well. So And this is just my opinion. I have done a little bit of searching around to see if I can find any link between gluten intolerance or other food intolerances and perimenopause. And I can't find anything from a reputable source that kind of suggests that there is a specific link. I think it's just more that there is that kind of more stress that's going on at that time of life. And, you know, also we know with estrogen, it has an anti-inflammatory effect. So perhaps that decreased estrogen is increasing our inflammation, and that's going to be leading to potentially a leaky gut or that increased intestinal permeability. So I hope, Alison, that's been helpful, and it's been helpful to other listeners. If you're interested in getting more information about gut health, please do message me, because I'd love to get some feedback as to if this is a topic that you want me to provide more info on. There are a number of pods I've already done on the topic, but I'd love to know if you have a specific take or a specific question around it. And if you're wanting to really look into getting a personalized nutrition plan for yourself, I do work with women pretty much anywhere that I can get the blood testing done that I need to get done. I should be clear about that. It is hard in some countries. I'd encourage you to book in for a pre-screening call. The link is in the show notes, and we can have a chat about your health and your needs and see if it's something that would be suitable for you. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the rest of the week and have a great weekend, and I'll be back next Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you liked today's episode, please make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts, or the follow button if you're on Spotify, so that you can get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, and who doesn't, then head over to susiegarden.com and grab my 8 essential age-defying secrets every woman over 40 should know right now. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at susiegardenwellness. I'd love to connect with you.